Rays and A's series opener at Oakland Coliseum. Former teammates Evan Longoria and Matt Joyce exchanging pleasantries before the game. Let's pick this one up top two. Steven Souza Jr. facing Daniel Gossett.
There's a shot back into left field. Davis looking up, and that one is gone. Home run for Steven Souza Jr., his 19th, and the Rays take an early lead.
Chris Davis struck out his first time. There's a swing and a high fly ball to right center field, and it's gone. And Davis was able to get it up and over it for his 26th home run of the season, and the A's have cut into the deficit. It's 2-1.
And the pitch, swinging a long drive, high in the air to left field, towards the corner, fair or foul, it is gone, home run. Evan Longoria with a solo home run, and the Rays add on, it's 3-1. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out.
Next pitch to Healy, and that is strike three called. He gets him looking.
Colomy delivers on the 3-1, grounded to short. Echeverria, he's got it. Here's his throw to first, it's there in time, and the Rays have defeated the Oakland A's.
Rays hang on to take it 3-2 the final, snapping Oakland's three-game winning streak. Jake Odorizzi picks up win number 6 on the air. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash after the win.
Good to see Odo perform that way coming out of the break. I know there's been a lot of talk about him, you know, and not performing like maybe he's shown in the past, but it was really nice to see. That was great work. One hit, homer, but my gosh, it was nice to see him, because I thought in the first inning it could have quickly gone sideways, and he kind of corrected himself real quick, got back in the zone, started enforcing some early contact, and that helped him a lot. And like we talk about pregame, it was when he can get early outs, that's how the pitch count will stay under control, and he did today. But the stuff looked good. He threw some good curveballs, threw some good sliders. Everything looked much crisper today, and just happy for him because we're going to need him.
To come out of the All-Star break like he did tonight, how big is that for his confidence?
I think it helps a lot. I mean, he was visibly excited after that outing. I know he puts a lot on himself to go out there and provide his work just like every one of our starters, and he feels lately like he hasn't been doing, you know, his part. And I know that today felt really good for him.
We talked about this yesterday, or actually over the weekend in Anaheim, but Evan Longoria extending his hitting streak now to 10 games. How has he found his groove? What's working for him?
I think California's helped for whatever reason. He seems to be, you know, hitting really well here. I know he's got a lot of family and friends at both ballparks, Angels and here. So we need him to hit. And you know, we've had guys that have been really hot at times. I don't think Longo's been in that category yet. But to see what's, you know, this last 10 games and what will continue, it could be really special for our offense.
To see Odorizzi kind of find a groove where it seemed as if, you mentioned the walk in the first, but in those middle innings without the Davis homer, he really found what looked like a groove. Is that something you guys kind of saw?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah. I mean, I was asking Hick throughout, you know, from probably about the fourth or the fifth inning on, like, what do you see him? What do you think? And, you know, he was just basically spot on. He said that he's really locating the ball well, made some really good pitches.
What happened with Beckham there with the ejection?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I didn't actually see what took place. But all of a sudden, Charlie Montoya just said Tim got thrown out. So there must have been some back and forth. Look, the pitch was a very borderline pitch. I mean, we can agree to disagree. That's fine. But, you know, and Beck wasn't happy about it. Well, the whole thing caught me off guard because he didn't really say anything. We kind of when it took place, we yelled from the dugout, and then it was, I think, two more outs were made after that, and so it just caught us by surprise.
With Canoto being back to his typical form mean for you in the second half?
I mean, I don't think no more or no less than any one of our pitchers pitching like they're capable of, our starters. So. You know, if he's going to make up for some of the first half, that means he's going to be that much better. We'll take that.
But you like that consistency when you send a guy to the mound. You have that with the other three guys for a while.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like this would add to
Look, you know what? With Otto, I know it's been rough, but there's never been a feeling, and we always feel good about the day he pitches. And I know he's been in a tough stretch here, 6-7 starts, whatever it's been. But the confidence in Jake has not wavered whatsoever. We were confident he was going to figure it out.
Southpaw Blake Snell takes the mound for the Rays as this series continues Tuesday. Snell searching for his first win on the season.